This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Axel Gutierrez, please note the following medical letter, period. Axel is a first name, A-X-E-L. Last name is G-U-I-T-E-R-R-E-Z. On October 21st, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, and I am preparing this independent medical evaluation, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. History of the injury is that the client is a 25-year-old male. Let me rephrase that. The client is a 24-year-old male who is employed at Impact Logistics as a picker and was employed at that facility 1 year prior to the injury, period. On September 27, 2024, he was moving boxes and felt pain in his low back, as well as his hip, period. He reports he was unable to move, period. He was taken to St. Vincent's emergency room, whereby he received x-rays, pain medicine, an MRI, and was diagnosed with a herniated disc, period. He was determined to be a surgical candidate, and Dr. Chiari, K-H-A-I-R-I, performed lumbar surgery on September 30th, 2024, period. The patient had physical therapy at Concentra, period. In reference to his right hip pain, he received 2 cortisone injections and had physical therapy at Athletico Monument Circle from March 6, 2024 through April 14th, 2025, period. New paragraph. Past medical history, unremarkable. New paragraph. Medication, denies. New paragraph. Allergies, none. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient was a picker, P-I-C-K-E-R, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Report from Forte Sports Medicine and Orthopedics states Axel is a 25-year-old male who had a history of right spine radicular symptoms with persistent issues following his spine surgery, period. I was asked to evaluate his right hip and was positive for a labral tear and some gluteus medius tendonitis and strain, period. We proceeded with physical therapy and a platelet-rich placenta injection of the right hip joint, period. His PPI rating is based on his gluteus medius strain, which was class 1B, period. Labral tear was class 1C, period. The combined impairment was 3% for the right hip, period. LEI is 3% for the right hip, and his whole body impairment is 1%. Due to his right hip issues, period. States addendum, lumbar PPI rating, class 2 motion segment lesion with persistent symptoms, 8% whole body, period. When combining the two ratings from the hip and spine, his total impairment is 9%, period, 8% coming from the spine, and 1% from the hip, period. End of report. Records from Goodman Campbell, June 11th, 2025. He has completed physical therapy, period. He still has persistent pain in his back, period. Persistent sciatica, period. Qualifies for 8% impairment of the whole person due to injury from which he is maximally medically improved, period. He still has some numbness in the foot, period. He is released from care after his L4, L5 discectomy for work-associated disc herniation, period. End of report. Forte Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, April 18th, 2025, presents for a work-related injury office visit, period. He reports experiencing pain in the right groin area, period. Also concerned about the impact of his hip condition on his ability to return to work, period. Physical examination done and documented. Impression 1, right hip pain. 2, tear of the right acetabular labrum, initial encounter, period. End of report. Forte Sports Medicine and Orthopedic note, July 25th, 2025. Here for follow-up of his right hip today. Having more pain in the back today. Physical examination abnormal and documented. Assessment, 1, persistent lumbar spine pain. 2, hip pain with external rotation, period. Impression 1, right hip pain. 2, tear of the right acetabular labrum, period. End of report. Neurosurgery procedural note, September 28, 2024. Post-op diagnosis is lumbar disc with radiculopathy, L4-5, right, period. End of report. St. Vincent's Indianapolis Emergency Department. Patient is 24-year-old male with no prior past medical history, period. Presents to the ED this morning with complaints of right lower extremity pain that started last night on September 27th after he was lifting heavy boxes at work, period. MRI of the lumbar spine shows disc extrusion at L4-5 level and central disc protrusion at L3-4 level and mild disc protrusion at L5-S1 level, period. Patient to be admitted for evaluation and management with neurosurgery consulting, period. Physical examination was documented with abnormal range of motion of the right hip and right knee limited due to pain. Patient reports pain with movement of right lower extremity, period. Assessment was protrusion at the L3-4 level and L5-S1 level, period. End of report. New paragraph. Forte Sports Medicine Orthopedics note, December 18th, 2024. Impression 1, right hip pain. 2, right hip impingement syndrome. 3, status post-discectomy. Period. End of report. Forte Sports Medicine and Orthopedic note, February 28th, 2025. Radiographs AP pelvis, supine and standing, skeletally mature with growth plates closed, period. MRI performed at Reyes Radiology, December 4th, 2024. Evidence of labral tear anterior superiorly, period. End of report. Forte Sports Medicine Orthopedics, November 20th, 2024. He complains of pain of the lateral hip region, period. I am wondering if when he injured his back initially, that he also sustained some degree of impaction or labral tearing, period. We'll obtain an MRI for further evaluation, period. Current work restrictions, they state unable to work, period. End of report. Reyes Radiology, December 4th, 2024, MRI of the hip showed one shallow surface irregularity of the anterior and anterior superior labrum, period. 2, concern for small cam deformity period, low-grade strain of the right gluteus minimus at its musculotendinous junction period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of September 27th, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, labral tear, comma, tendonitis, comma, and hip impingement, period. Number two, lumbar strain, comma, pain, comma, trauma, comma, radiculopathy, comma, herniated nucleus pulposus at L3-4, comma, L5-S1, comma, and L4-L5, period. The above two diagnoses required surgery of an L4-5 discectomy on September 30th, 2024, period. The above two diagnoses were directly caused by the injury on September 27th, 2024, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. I'm utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In the records above, I indicate he was given a 3% impairment of the lower extremity, which equates to a 1% whole body impairment as it relates to the right hip, period. I, Dr. Mandel, also agree with this impairment for the right hip. Utilizing table 16-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% lower extremity impairment, which is a 1% whole body impairment utilizing table 16-10, period. In reference to the lumbar area, I, Dr. Mandel, significantly disagree with his prior 8% whole body impairment as it relates to the lumbar region, period. Utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for 19% whole body impairment as a result of injuries to the lumbar region, period. Using the combined value chart, combining the 1% for the hip with the 19% to the lumbar area, the patient qualifies for a 20% whole body impairment in total as a result of the work injury of September 27, 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of future medical expense, the patient will need ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications at a cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. I anticipate that down the road, the patient will need a total fusion of the lumbar spine in the future, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, and I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective, informed consent was obtained for me to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Dealing of Dictation.